politician. In law books and find what that judge wants mighty quick too. He helps the judge too. Especially on their instructions to the jury.
And who swears the men in?
The court clerk.
And you're the bailiff?
Yes, sir.
What does the bailiff do?
I handle this jury and the witnesses in all cases. Now, a lot of times, the case comes out before the judge, and one side or the other wants to rule. That means put the witness all out.
Uh-huh.
Don't let one witness hear what the other swears.
Uh-huh.
Don't let him know what his testimony was. So when they get out there, then they usually give me a list of the witness names, and I just call them as they come to them,
mm-hmm.
if they need them.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, when if it's a jury case, that's all full there. When the case goes to the jury, and the jury is ready to come to this deliberating room, that's what we used to. We got a room upstairs, but get so many old people, we don't want to climb the stairs. Just a little bit of crowd. They're all proud of it. So then the door's closed and I sit there in that first chair. Nobody talks to them. I don't hear what they say. Don't nobody know a thing. If they need anything, they call me, knock on the door, open it a little bit, and I come see what they want. Well, it's a question of law. I can't go to the judge or one of the lawyers to get that. I bring them everyone out, place them back in that box, and then let them tell the trouble. The judge is on the bench, and both attorneys from both sides are sitting there. And they thrash it out. Ordinarily, the judge just tells them what it is, and nothing to it, amounts to much. But they imagine they ought to know these things, so they know how to act, you know, what decision to make.
How did you get started in this business?
I've only been here with this judge, you know, it's politics. A little man came up there on the second floor a while ago. I wish you could have seen him. District judge here for 16 years. And when he came in with one of his friends, and he stayed for 16 years. Well, when this man defeated him, well, he went out. The judge did, of course, and the bailiff did, too. And I came.
You came in with the judge we met
yes,
this morning?
Yes, sir. I was sworn in the same time he was. In other words, the same morning. He swore me in and the president of the Bar Association swore him in. Boy, that's a long oath.
I bet it is.
They swore him in and the county judge the same time. At that time was a woman. You know, the county judge is elected 2 years terms and the district judge 4 years, same as the governor. But she was elected, she came in with him, and that oath was so long, holding up their hands, he'd stop and let them let their arms down and rest. And come in again. Boy, that oath won't quit.
Thank goodness. Well, did you want to get in this job, or?
Yes, I really did. I was getting too old to work. This pays, now this morning I did some work, and yesterday evening I did some. I did more work yesterday than it. This morning I have since I've been here. About 3 years. Real manual labor, you know.
Yeah.
All right. I draw $6 a day when there's no court going on. When the court going on, I draw $8. I tell them I'm not the court bailiff, I tell these friends of mine around here. Not the court bailiff, I'm the court, district court janitor. I don't allow them janitors to do any of the work in here to speak of. Because